Performing right now here in Studio A is our friend Chad Ritchie from the Ritchie Law Office. He, as you know, is an estate planner, and he's here to talk about what's a toady. A toady. You know, there's sort of a derogatory view of what a toady is, but in estate planning, a toady is something that can be very important if you're passing along property to someone after you die. Chad, how are you?
Good. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. What's a toady?
Good. Well, toady is...
And watch it.
A toady is an acronym, T-O-D-I, stands for Transfer on Death Instrument. And so that's an estate planning tool we can use so that people can name beneficiaries for their personal residence. And so when they pass, that their house, their personal residence, will avoid probate and just automatically transfer to their beneficiaries.
See, I thought, and this is why this is an important discussion today, I thought that if you had a will that said, I want to leave my house to my son or my daughter or whomever, who isn't already on the deed mm-hmm. as an owner, that would just happen. And you're saying no.
Right. So if you have a will and you say, I want all of my assets to go to my kids when I pass on, or I want my house specifically to go to my kids, that your house will eventually get to your kids. Your kids will inherit that house. But it most likely would have to go through a court process called probate before that would happen.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Right. And generally, from a general standpoint, we want to avoid probate if at all possible.
Illinois is a big probate state, isn't it?
Well, every state has a probate process.
But I've heard it's a little bit more intense here.
Right. The probate process here generally takes 9 months to a year to get through.
Wow. And
that's because we have, as part of that process, there's many steps. You have to file, first of all, file for probate.
It gets expensive because you have to have an attorney doing that all the way through. So it's better to pay a smaller amount up front to avoid all that stuff. So everything kind of just falls into place.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Most people want to avoid the time and expense of probate.
All right. So how do I set up a toady?
So like I was saying, a toady is an acronym for Transfer on Death Instrument. This is a document that the state of Illinois created back in around 2012. So it's not that old. I mean, it's fairly recent development in estate planning. And so this document, it's like a deed. It's a mix between a deed and a will. So it's a deed in the fact that it describes your personal residence, the legal description's on there, and you sign it, and it gets recorded with the recorder's office here in McLean County. And once it's recorded, then it becomes effective. And it's like a will because it names beneficiaries or names your heirs for your house in that document. And it has to be witnessed by two witnesses and notarized. So it's signed like a will, but it gets recorded like a deed.
I know you're not a real estate guy, but these are the questions that pop up in my tiny brain when I visit with you.
Sure.
So let's say a parent dies, and they're the last surviving parent, and they haven't put one of their kids on the deed
right.
for various reasons. Maybe they don't want to hang them with the property taxes or something like that, so they don't bring them into it at that time. But they want the house left to somebody so that they can make a decision on whether they want the house, they can sell the house, they can take, because if you inherit a house, I think the cost basis is the value of the house at the time that they inherited it, right?
Generally speaking,
so,
yes.
So that way they don't, I think they can avoid a lot of those complications that way. All right, so you're not on the deed. They pass, and you become the owner? Is that what happens? And then what are your options there if you want to keep the house or if you don't?
Sure.
And it could be any kind of property. It can be a boat or an airplane, right?
Nope. It's just specific to your personal residence.
Okay.
And so even if you have
not rental property, something right. you're using for income, it's where you live.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. It's where you live. If you have rental property or a vacation home, it's not your personal residence. You can't use the toady for those types of real estate. So to answer your question, I like to talk about how things work if you don't have a TOTI, first of all. So if you have a will or if you don't have a will, your heirs would inherit the house, but they would most likely have to go through this probate process before they could actually get the house. So you'd have to get an executor named in the court, and the executor would have to sign the deed, and you may have to wait for all the creditors to be notified and so forth before you know you can actually sell the house or give the house away to the heirs. And so that takes time. If you have a TOTI, the signed, witnessed, notarized, and recorded before someone passes away, then that just automatically transfers. That title of that house automatically transfers to your beneficiaries. And so, as soon as someone passes away, the heirs or the beneficiaries of your TOTI could just put a for sale sign in the yard, and they could sign a deed right away without having to do anything else.
We're talking to Chad Ritchie from the Ritchie Law Office. He's an estate planner. He joins us every month, and he's written an article about transfer on death instruments, or what he's calling a TOTI, on his website. What's the website?
It's RitchieLawOffice.com.
And there's all kinds of other estate planning articles and information on that website, and he sends me the newsletter every couple of weeks or months. And I guess you can sign up for that, right?
Right. Yep. If you go to our homepage at www.richielawoffice.com, there's a place right there in the front at the top of the homepage where you can sign up for our newsletter.
Okay. Let's say you set up a TOTI. Let's say somebody calls you, and they work with you, and you set up a TOTI, a transfer on death instrument, and then, maybe circumstances change, whatever they might be. Stuff changes. And now you no longer want your home to go into the hands of the person that you have now arranged legally through this TOTI. Is it easy to change that or to completely wipe it out?
Yeah, you can terminate a TOTI. So if you change your mind, it's a very simple one-page document that you would have to sign and record before it would become effective. But
All
you
right.
can change it.
This is kind of a weird question, but stuff like this happens, and maybe you've dealt with it. The person who's being named in the TOTI to receive the property doesn't want it. Is there anything they can do about that?
They can disclaim it. So they can say, I don't accept the transfer. And so there's a procedure for doing that.
You need
too.
Their signature on this thing, a TOTI, or not?
No, you don't need a signature for the person that's inheriting.
So they
it.
Can they can decline it at the time that it's supposed to be passed to them.
Correct.
But that causes probably all kinds of commotion, doesn't it?
Well, then you'd have to figure out, okay, now who does inherit this property? So we would have to look at their will to see where that would go.
Has that ever happened in your experience?
Not in my experience,
okay.
No.
Yeah.
No. But I've had this where we've had to use the TOTI when someone has passed, and I can tell you that the kids or the beneficiaries are very thankful that it's been done because it saves a lot of headache.
Sure. Yeah, everything's kind of set up and just falls into place. All right. Now, you are somebody who's very visible in the community in talking about what it is you do for a living, estate planning.
Yes.
And you have kind of ramped up here as we get into the warmer weather, the more pleasant weather, some of your engagements whereby you will hold these public open forums mm-hmm. to talk about this, to take questions from know-nothings like me about estate planning, right? Where are you going to be appearing?
I speak for at different organizations and also have public seminars as well that people can go to. I will be going to country companies and speaking to their employees in April, on April 18th and the 25th. There's going to be two lunch and learns, each one on those days. And so if you work at country, I'm sure you'll get some kind of notice or you'll find out about that. You can go to that. It's going to be a basic estate planning seminar is what we're going to do. It's going to last an hour. And I'll go through all the basic things that everyone should know about their estate plan. And then I've been invited to speak at a women's empowerment group that's an OSF-affiliated group of women. And I'm going to talk about estate planning to that group as well. And then I also have a couple public seminars coming up in May I'm going to have those at the Bloomington Public Library. Those are going to be on May 9th and 10th, and we'll have more information about that on our website in a couple days.
That's at the Bloomington Public Library?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, estate planning is, there's a little bit of an intimidation factor there. For some people, it's the whole idea that you're talking about your death. For some people, it's just like, well, is this going to be a lot of work? Is this going to be like doing my taxes? How long does it really take? Can you wrap something up like this in a couple of weeks?
So we have a procedure that we use to get people through the estate planning process, and so we've kind of refined this over the years to make it as efficient as possible, but still make sure everybody understands their estate plan and we get it done in a timely fashion. So what the typical scenario is that someone would call our office and they would want to schedule an appointment. We'd get an appointment scheduled about 2 or 3 weeks down the road. And then we would send them an estate planning questionnaire. And that questionnaire is going to have a lot of questions and we'll request a lot of information we would need to kind of make sure that we have everything covered and we can talk about their estate plan at this initial consultation or initial meeting. At that initial meeting, we'll answer one big question. And that question is, do you need a will-based plan or a trust-based plan? And so that tells us a lot about what you would need
as far as
your estate plan.
You should probably explain again. I know you've talked about this before. You should probably explain again what's the difference between a trust and a will. I mean, they're kind of accomplishing the same thing.
Right, right. So a will is just a document that states where your assets go upon your death. And so a will only covers what's called probate assets. And I know I'm getting really into the details of everything, but probate assets are assets that do not automatically transfer upon someone's death. And so those things are why we would need to go through probate, and your will is what covers those. And then the other type of assets people have are called non-probate assets, and those are assets that have beneficiary designations. So you don't need a will for those assets. You just need to see what beneficiary has been named for that, such as life insurance or retirement or whatever. And that's where this TODI comes in, because your house could be very likely a probate asset because there's no beneficiary designation associated with that. But after you sign this TODI and we get it recorded, then you have named beneficiaries for it. So it moves it from that probate side of the equation to the non-probate side of the equation. So your will covers those types of things. A trust is a little bit more complicated. That's a separate document where you basically come up with your estate plan in that document, and you name a trustee to hold your assets on your behalf.
How is that different than an executor of a will?
So the executor, they're only—
A trustee and an executor.
Yeah. The executor is a person that manages your probate estate. So if you have to go through probate, then your executor manages those assets. And they just manage your probate assets, and they just look at the will and they say, okay, where do these assets need to go? Once that's done, their job is over. A trustee is the one who manages assets that are in your trust. And so that could be a very long time. That could be a year, 40, 50 years, or however long the trust lasts.
Like if you're leaving money to your grandchildren for college and that money has to be doled out over a certain period of time.
Right. If that money's in a trust, then your trustee is the
All
one
right.
that manages it.
Now, see, that
it.
Makes sense. You've uncomplicated something that seemed complicated. What does it cost for estate planning, for someone to have their estate mapped out for them, which is what you do.
Sure. So it just depends on the complications and simplicities of what their estate plan is, what kind of assets they have, what family situation they have. But generally, we start at $1,500, and it kind of goes up from there.
All right. So just, no frills. Things are pretty mapped out. You might have a house. You might have some 401k money, things like that.
Mm-hmm. And I will say that where the TODI fits in on all this is if you have a will-based plan, then a lot of times your house is the only asset that could maybe be a probate asset. Everything else has beneficiary designations. So if you didn't have this TODI—
But your house could be your biggest asset, too.
Right. And
it's certainly one of the biggest.
One of the biggest
assets.
And
it's also the one that's going to be the biggest headache for whoever has to deal with it afterwards.
Right. Right. So if you have a will-based plan— you now can have a TODI to name a beneficiary for your house, and you could avoid having to have a trust. So for people that their only non-probate asset is their house, it helps simplify things. Because we don't need to have to have a trust if you don't need one for other reasons.
All right. I don't have your website called up here, but you now, if you go to the Ritchie Law Office website, you have your own official jingle.
Right. We do. And we'll be featuring that in the next, maybe in a couple weeks. We have our official jingle. Yeah.
Well, I imagine if some of the spots that you buy here play here in the near future, we're going to be hearing it during the show.
We'll feature the official Ritchie Law jingle. It's kind of like the NBC little tones, you know, except now we have one for ourselves.
Yeah, we'll see. Now, if you send that over to us in an MP3, we can bring you onto the show with it.
Oh, nice. Yeah. We'll do that for next month.
Just a little tip there. Pro tip for you.
Okay.
All right, Chad Ritchie. Website again?
It's richielawoffice.com.